We travel to Brazil in preparation for this weekend's World Cup championship match.
Yes! Argentina against Germany in the 2014 World Cup final in the Maracanã.
And there it is. Germany and Argentina are going head-to-head this Sunday after two gut-wrenching but very different semifinal matches. As you may have heard, Germany beat home Brazil in a historic 7-1 victory, scoring 5 goals in the first 30 minutes of the match.
Meanwhile, Argentina beat the Netherlands 4-2 with penalty kicks after a tense 0-0 draw during regular time. Coming off the heat of their victory over Brazil, Germany is considered the favorite in the match, but Argentina is in a unique position of playing for the championship on the home turf of their arch-rival, Brazil.
Joining us from Brazil is Wall Street Journal reporter Matt Futterman. He joined us earlier in the championship to talk about Team USA. Matt, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, thanks for having me again.
Well, before we get to the match this Sunday, you're there in Brazil. How crushed are the Brazilians? Have they bounced back?
I think they are seriously bummed out. It's not what they expect. This is a country that doesn't do that well in a lot of other sports, but they always sort of had soccer to rely on. Now, having said that, Brazil's a lot more than, you know, soccer and a canary jersey, although I think a lot of people just think of soccer when they think of Brazil. So, you know, the sun rose here in Brazil. You know, people opened their stores and doctors healed the sick, and it was another day after that bad match Tuesday
night.
They're bummed out, but they're getting along with their lives.
Life goes on. But who are the majority of the Brazilians backing? It's kind of a tough choice. Maybe they don't want to back anybody.
Oh, actually, no. There's no choice for the Brazilians. The Brazilians hate Argentina. That's their arch rival. There is nothing they want to see less than for Argentina to win this championship, which they sort of feel should be their championship.
Okay,
so that would, I mean, you talk about adding insult to injury, Argentina winning at the Maracanã would be almost worse for Brazilians than watching their own team go down.
Even though Germany beat Brazil?
Yeah, I mean, I think that part of it is you want to lose to the eventual champion. You don't want to lose to somebody and then to see that there was a team that was even better than the one that beat you 7-1. So, yes, they definitely there's also a bit of a connection. I mean, there's a lot of German blood in Brazil. There's a lot of people who trace their roots to Germany here. So there's definitely a German kinship, and it's mostly fueled by anti-Argentina emotions.
Well, they may have their wish. Most people are betting on Germany. What does the match look like to you as it shapes up here?
I mean, this match boils down to the best team in the world going up against the best player in the world. And there seems to be no doubt that over the last 5 weeks, Germany has been the best team here. They've played great. They've scored 17 goals. They attack constantly. If they don't feel like attacking, they can play. They can just crush you with defense and sit back and control the game that way. At the same time, the one thing that can sometimes tear apart a great team is a singular talent, and that singular talent is Lionel Messi, who plays for Argentina, who's arguably the best player in the world. And if he has the game of his life that I'm sure he's hoping to have on Sunday, then Argentina could steal this.
Does Argentina's Messi have an equal on Germany's team?
Not really. I mean, there are great players on Germany, but you think about Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo of Portugal, they're sort of the Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer of soccer. I mean, they're so much better. They're sort of head and shoulders above everybody else. It's a little different in soccer because it's a team sport and there's 11 guys on the field, and it's difficult to win with just one player. But Germany has a series of terrific players who, when brought together under this coach Joachim Löw, who has coached them since 2006, they really have melded together and know each other well. They've been playing together for a long time, a lot of these guys.
For people who haven't been following along, who haven't been watching all the matches, What is it like to see Messi play? How good is this guy?
What is it like to see Messi play? I mean, it's when Messi gets the ball, there is no one who can take it from him alone almost all of the time. I mean, so he gets the ball and you have two choices. You can either attack him with two players and get the ball away from him that way, or you can put one player on him and watch him dance around on the ball and make you look silly for a while because he's that good. I mean, it's as if he has glue on his soccer boots. The ball just sticks to his feet in a way that it just doesn't for anybody else on this planet.
Is there a compelling backstory for either Argentina or Germany that would make it more, I guess, narratively fulfilling if either country won?
Well, I mean, I think the backstory for Argentina is, and for both teams, is they played against each other in 1986 in the final, and they played against each other in 1990 in the final. In those games, it was a similar thing. Germany had the more balanced team. Argentina had Diego Maradona. Germany won in 1990 after Argentina had beaten them in 1986. This was sort of the rubber match final for Germany and Argentina. And that in itself, I think, is pretty compelling. At the same time, Germany in 1990, Franz Beckenbauer, the great German player and German coach, declared that once unification had happened, Germany would essentially never lose a World Cup again. They actually haven't won since unification. So this would sort of complete something that they've been working on for 25 years.
To get back at the Brazilian angle again, if Argentina does win against Germany on Brazilian soil, how big of an in-your-face moment is that for Argentina toward Brazil?
Yeah, I mean, it's an in-your-face moment, but I do think it's more than sports. I think there's been a tendency for people to sort of expect the worst out of a lot of situations here. You know, everyone sort of braced for riots if Brazil lost. You know, there were no riots, and people were bummed out because they lost the sporting event. And I think there is a really, as passionate as people are here about this game, and they do love it. Anyone, anywhere, loves any sport. There is perspective. There is a sense that is more important in life, and that it's fun, and that's what it's for. And people get emotional about it, but I don't anticipate, you know, any kind of violence or anything like that if Argentina happens to win on Brazilian home soil.
So it's going to be a celebration, and it's going to be a sporting match that a lot of people are excited about. You're not expecting anything bad. But it's been a fun tournament to watch all along. Before we let you go, do you have any favorite moments? I mean, there have been certain things that capture people's attention. The biting incident from Uruguay's Luis Suarez. There's been the Mexican coach. What stands out to you?
Those were certainly things that have stuck out to me throughout this tournament. I think I'm a little biased here because I was covering them very closely. When the U.S. team went down 2-0 in extra time to Belgium, you know, and in that moment, every other team in the world sort of folds its tent and says, you know, we played hard, but we just gave up 2 goals in extra time, and there's no way we're coming back. Yeah, in that moment, that stadium in Salvador started bellowing with these USA, USA chants that were as loud as anything I've ever heard in any American stadium. And it was strange. And because you were hearing it by these American fans 5,000 miles from home in a sport that had taken a while for America to really embrace. And the players heard it too. And within minutes, they had scored a goal. And within another couple of minutes, they were about to score another one. I mean, they were really, really close to tying up that game. And it was sort of this incredible thing where I think the world recognized that, you know, these Americans, they don't have the talent, they don't have the skill and the touch that most players do in the rest of the world, but they fight like hell, and they're impossible to keep down, and they will never quit. So that was a pretty even though the U.S. ended up losing that game, that was something that'll stick with me for a long time.
Wow, you described that beautifully. I wish I could have been there. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic match on Sunday. And Matt, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you have a good time watching the game.
Oh, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
We've been speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Matt Futterman, who's reporting on the World Cup from Brazil. Argentina and Germany will go head-to-head in the championship match at 2:00 Central Time this Sunday.